Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, one West Coast airport is installing a movie theater, and United Airlines gives families with babes in arms a bit of a break.
Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, and we're taking listeners' calls and handing out prizes, American Express gift cards to be exact. So listen for your chance to call in and answer a few travel questions and collect your prize, starting at 3:20.
Indeed, we are bribing listeners to listen to the radio show today. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We've done this before. The Zika virus is in the news. How is it impacting travel to South and Central America? Gwen Duncan of Cordially Yours Travel joins us at 3:45 with an update.
Finally, we've saved the best for last at 3:55 with a famous Southwest flight attendant replay.
It's Super Bowl Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and you're listening to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, I want a Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's Travel Guys.
I'm Cam Newton. I talk funny.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Do you use that line?
No, I don't.
Yeah, start using that. That's the new thing, isn't it, Luis? You know what I'm saying? We are the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman, president, the originator of Sports Leisure Vacations.
Head cook and bottle washer.
Yeah, Tom Romano here, a radio guy.
Original radio man. The first radio show was done with Tom was the engineer.
There you go. And we are the Travel Guys. Thanks for taking a little bit of time out of your Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe you're on your way to hang out with some folks and watch the big game.
Look out the window here on Business 80 going to downtown, and look at the traffic is completely stopped. So those are all people who are trying to get someplace, I'm guessing.
Yes, and if you're listening to the radio show and you're passing by Arden Way and you're stuck in that, blink your lights, okay? We'll watch, Mark, to see if anybody blinking.
We're out there.
Blink
right?
your lights now.
We're watching you. I don't think I can see Tom from here if anybody blinks their lights. And okay. I certainly couldn't hear if they honked their horns.
At any rate, there are some folks that just don't, invest in Super Bowl Sunday.
No, they don't.
And hopefully
they live in caves in places where there's not communication. I was listening to somebody yesterday, Tom, who said the only reason we still have network television is because of the NFL. And they had a real interesting philosophy, and this is a travel show, so we won't go into that. But they were saying that the biggest reason that people watch television now is for football games.
I don't know. I don't buy that.
You don't?
No.
I see.
I know a lot of people that to watch it for NCSI, and
I'm sure there are three or four people who are not watching the Super Bowl game this afternoon. I came through Denver Airport this morning.
What was that like?
They're pretty pumped there. Everybody in the airport that works there is wearing some kind of Super Bowl something, some kind of Broncos. There was one person with a Panthers. That could have been somebody who was traveling, though, maybe not working.
Very likely.
But anyway, there was a little bit of excitement in the Denver airport today. The game's not being played in Denver, of course. It's being played out here. But United Airlines, when I got in at 1 o'clock, that's the last flight in today, except for one little puddle jumper from San Francisco at 8 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. So United has basically shut their system down this afternoon. The other airlines are still flying. I found that kind of interesting because I think that's pretty smart of United, because obviously there are a lot of people who are not interested in getting on an airplane during the Super Bowl. Disneyland, this used to be the great day to go to Disneyland.
Right.
But people have kind of figured it out now, and it's not so much because they open the park early on Super Bowl Sunday. So people go until, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, hustle back to their hotel, watch the ball game, and come back for the evening at 7:30 at night after the ball game is over and still get some Disneyland time in. So it used to be a great day to visit Disneyland because there were no crowds, but it's not so much that way today. It was easy to get over here. There's no traffic except for these poor people who are stuck out here on Business 80, and I heard the traffic report. There's some traffic over by the causeway. That's why you have radio.
Well, Mark, I know you've been on the road for a little bit. Like you mentioned, you just came back through Denver. Tell me about how things went in Atlanta. I know, as we mentioned on the air a couple of weeks ago, you were going to be meeting at the National Tour Association
Convention,
you're going to be be awarded your special award for all the contribution over the last 25 years.
We had a big convention in Atlanta where tour operators go to meet with hotels and restaurants and destinations to figure out what they are going to offer to their customers. You know, it's kind of like the buyer's market, so to speak. And I've been a member of NTA, our company has been, for a quarter of a century, more than that, almost 30 years. And so they honored me with their Lifetime Achievement Award, which was very nice. And,
but you're so young.
Yeah, well, thank you. I started when I was 7. It's nice when you hang your hat someplace for a long time to realize that people noticed, that you worked really hard to try to, you had a passion for something, and as a volunteer, and worked really hard at it for a long time. And I've headed the association twice, which no one else has ever done. And so, but I will just, it was a very, on Thursday, they gave me the award in Atlanta, and it was an incredibly humbling moment. And a lot of people, I should say here, that to anyone who has sent a nice message on a Facebook page or something like that, I haven't answered all of them yet, but I there's been a real outpouring, and I really thank folks for all of their kind words and stuff. That's really very nice.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, let's get into the show.
Okay.
At the top of the Travel Guys, we do the Travel News.
The Travel News.
With Mr. Mark Hoffman.
Which,
Mark,
have patience today. It's being done off of two electronic devices.
Okay, good luck with that.
I had to write the news while I was on the airplane today. So, all right. There's been a lot of talk, Tom, about how much it cost for a ticket to the Super Bowl. And generally, I think the consensus is that if you are willing to pay between $5,000 and $6,000, you could get in. And the more you're willing to pay, the better seat you can get. But that basically, it's about $5,000 that will get you a seat to the Super Bowl. But how much was a hotel room?
Yeah, we had a couple of our reporters. Ryan was over in the Bay Area, and I think he was talking like, I don't know, $1,200?
Well, yeah, except that heaven bid the news media would blow something out of proportion. But I will tell you, I went on Trivago. In fact, I've got the site up right now. Mm-hmm. I found that to be a good site to compare pricing on. And there are hotels in the San Jose area that are available for tonight under $200. Admittedly, it's a Days Inn, or here's a Holiday Inn at the airport, San Jose Airport, for $189. Here's a Vagabond Inn for $105, a Red Roof Inn for $269.
You know, it's all about proximity. If you want to be closer to Santa Clara and the facility, then it's going to cost you.
Well,
more.
Yes. If you, but here's a loft in Santa Clara, which is $229 tonight. So my guess is that, well, no, I'll bet you there are a lot of red eye flights out of San Francisco and San Jose tonight that are accommodating a lot of these people, because you had to. It, not only were the hotel rates high, but you had to pay, you had to stay 3 or 4 nights. So it wasn't for the faint of heart. That's for damn sure. I mean, if you wanted to stay in for the Super Bowl, they said prices were between $500 and $700. We looked yesterday, and I looked again this morning. If you waited till the last minute, you could get a decent hotel room in the area for a couple $100.
There you go.
So only a little bit more. Great thing on our website. I posted this. It's not necessarily a news item as much as it is something that people might just, that some of our listeners might enjoy reading. It's a story called The Rise of the Solo Female Traveler. And more than anything, I have noticed this myself. A lot of the folks who travel with Sports Leisure Vacations are single female travelers, and of all ages. And this is a story written by Janine Christoff, and it's really a very good story. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and the entire story can be found there. We mentioned that an airport is putting in a movie theater.
Yes.
Now,
tell me more.
Why would you, you know?
I'm curious.
My first thought was, why did it take somebody so long to think of this? And then my second thought was, well, gosh, people now have their own gadgets and they watch their own.
Yes.
But if that were the case, there'd be no movie theaters at all anymore. So
is the whole idea behind, and I'm sure you're probably going to tell me without asking, what's the purpose of having a movie theater at an airport unless it's just to encourage people to get there 3 or 4 hours before their flight, see a movie, and get on the plane?
It's the same thing, Tom, as you would say why they put movies on airplanes and why there are now Wi-Fi signals when they work on planes, so people can watch gadgets and stuff. They're trying to distract you.
Is it actually a theater?
Is it actually? Yes, yes. They're building a movie theater in the Portland airport. I was going to ask you which city do you think is smart enough to do this?
In Portland, huh?
But
so right in the middle of the movie, are they going to come on and interrupt the movie and say, "Flight 473, you are now boarding at gate 12."
Well, it's it's Portland, Tom. That's why it works, is because everything that's weird happens in Portland. There's a reason that their theme up there is Keep Portland Weird, is because.
That's great.
Because that's the name of that tune.
Play that song, Keep Portland Weird song. You get that? No.
He better not have that. Or anything like it. Yeah, it's a movie theater in an airport. Would you go to a movie theater in an airport?
Well, you know, if it was one of those situations where you get to the airport and you forgot to check ahead, mm-hmm. and they tell you your flight's delayed by more than an hour and a half, you're darn right.
Now, see, in big airports, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, sure. stuff like that, it's not uncommon to have a 3-4 hour flight delay or something like that, or a long layover.
Especially if it was one of those dinners in a movie theaters that they've been cropping up all over.
Yeah.
Where they serve you, food and drink and with a movie.
Well, it's going to be called the Hollywood Theater. It's going to be in the Portland Airport.
Interesting, and I would bet you 50-50 that it may be one of those dinner movie theaters where they serve food and drink. You can get alcoholic beverages. They wait on you literally during the film.
Minneapolis, St. Paul became the first airport in the United States to have a movie theater in 2014. So it's the Portland people were not the first people to think of it. But they did a good job, and they're building a movie theater in the airport. All right, listen, we are going to take some time today and see who's listening to this radio program on Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, we're going to bribe you to stay tuned.
That's it,
what
exactly.
Do you got?
What we've got is some American Express gift cards here. I've got half a dozen of them. So anybody who gets through on the phone and gets to talk to us and is able to make it a minute or so and doesn't get cut off will win an American Express gift card.
We've never cut anybody
no,
off,
No, we
Mark.
Really haven't, but 92...
So what is it that we want folks to chat about
All
or
right.
answer questions in regards
How
to?
How about I give them the phone numbers first?
Okay.
921-1530 and 800-834-1530. So 921-1530, 800-834-1530. We are going to ask you your opinion on some different travel things. We're going to ask you what your favorite restaurant is on the road and what your favorite hotel chain is, what airline that you travel. If you call us, you've got to be someone who travels. You've got to be someone who travels. And if you're a business traveler, all the better. So if you're an armchair traveler, this one's not for you because you need to be able to answer some questions about where you go and what you do and where you stay. So 921-1530, 800-834-1530. When we come back from the break, we'll take your calls and find out what you think about travel.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Travel Guys here with you. Beautiful Sunday.
That's an appropriate song.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Just because of the Super Bowl.
There you go.
It's probably Luis is that smart to be
Mark
able to do
Hoffman,
that.
Tom Romano with you, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, I'll tell you, there's a few people that did decide to tune in.
We have a whole complete board here. Poor Luis is in the other room. If the phone is ringing, just stand by because he can only get to so many people at a time. And let's just get started here, I guess, with Shannon is on line one. Hi, Shannon. Welcome to the Travel Guys. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Turn down your radio there.
Okay.
Okay, so it won't be in the background.
I'm in the car, so it kind of cuts it off automatically.
There you go. Okay. Well, we just it kind of gives us feedback here, so if you can turn it down, that helps us a lot.
There, Shannon. Okay. Probably are you right over here on Arden Way, stuck in traffic, right up the.
No, fortunately, I'm in the Southland Park area, so it's no traffic over here.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So Shannon, you're a traveler.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you travel for business or for pleasure or for both?
Now for pleasure.
Okay. Now, but you used to be a business traveler.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite airline?
Well, the last one I was on was Hawaiian. They did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah. They do a good job. Is there an airline that you would not recommend to your friends?
There was an airline I was very unhappy with, coming back from Mexico, and I wish I could recall offhand what airline that was, but, oh, my God. I can't recall. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you something. You're a lady, so when you go on the road, you said you were a business traveler on some level. When you go on the road, are you a tipper?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I figure if you can afford to go out or afford to go do things, you can afford to tip.
Okay. So let me ask you. You're renting a car, and you get on the rental car shuttle. And the driver of the rental car pulls up to the rental car place, and you schlep your own bags off of the rental car, and the person is standing there. Do you tip them?
I've been using the super shuttle going back and forth from home. I don't usually take a car rental when I travel, so
okay.
That would not apply to me. But I do tip the shuttle driver.
Okay, so that's when you check in at the airport, do you check in outside or inside? You check in with a SkyCap?
Usually inside.
Inside,
usually
okay.
Inside. Yeah.
Okay. So that avoids. When you travel for leisure or for business, what's your favorite restaurant when you're on the road?
Are you talking about like driving around or?
Sure.
Cuz you know, normally like, I go to resorts.
Okay.
So not like a chain or anything, so.
Do you have
I
a favorite?
I just got back from Hawaii.
Okay. In Hawaii, what's your favorite restaurant?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I went to, I actually had two meals at the Elks Lodge there on Waikiki. That was pretty good.
At the Elks Lodge?
Yeah.
Are they open for, is it open for public meals?
No, you do have to be a member, so I'm a member.
Oh, okay. The YWCA in downtown Honolulu, you don't have to be a member, and they have a restaurant, a very, very nice restaurant that they have there that serves lunch and dinner and all kinds of stuff. Thank you, Shannon. Let's put Shannon on hold there. Luis has got all your information already, so you're good once we've talked to you. Elizabeth in Sacramento is our next caller here on the Travel Guys. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you doing?
It looks like we've got it looks like this is all ladies here, Thomas.
Well, I don't know what does that mean?
I don't know what
it's
that means.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Elizabeth, are you a leisure or a business traveler?
A little bit of both.
Yes.
Elizabeth, what is your, when you travel, I'm guessing you probably stay at hotels?
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite places to stay? What's your favorite hotel chain?
I like the Hilton line. I like, they seem to have always gotten things right, and I've never had problems with service at all.
Are you like a Hilton's honor member?
Becoming one soon.
okay.
Good for you.
Okay. So it's in the Hilton chain, you like the parent Hilton brand? I mean, they have all kinds of, you know, Hampton and Embassy Suites and all those different folks.
Right.
So are you're a fan of full service hotels?
Yes, absolutely.
As a traveler, you prefer to pay a little bit more and get a hotel that offers a little bit more in the way of amenities?
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely a must.
Okay. So when you're shopping for hotels, what's the most important thing to you in a hotel?
Wow.
I mean, is it personal safety or security or?
Yeah, I would say security because I don't always have my husband traveling with me, obviously. And so I do want to make sure I'm safe and that there's never been any. I don't like scandals. I don't like big crowds. I like to keep it just go there and stay and enjoy everything and get to work.
Oftentimes, Elizabeth, when we stay places, there's always extra stuff that you have to pay for. Parking might be one. Resort fees might be another. Which one of the things that you have to pay a little extra for annoys you the most?
Parking.
Okay. There you go. I kind of feel the same way.
I just checked out of the airport, Thomas, today. What was it? What was the bill here? Let me see. Just a minute here. I think I've got the.
Marcus.
Oh, I left
it's
it in
ridiculous
the.
Ridiculous what they charge.
I left
ridiculous.
It in the car, but it was $130 for to get my car out of the airport.
Wow!
Today.
Are you kidding? that's out here at International.
That's out at Sacramento.
Did
and
you
I,
park in the parking
no,
garage?
No, I don't park in the garage because it's
you were
too
in
expensive.
The daily.
I park in the daily and take it to the car wash when I get home.
Okay. Well, you guys. If you want to figure out what was your bill,
$130.
Okay.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's put Elizabeth on hold.
And listeners can do the math, figure out how many days you were gone.
Let's see if we can get one more here before the news. Karen is in West Sacramento on line three. Karen, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
Hi. So, Karen, are you a business or a leisure traveler?
I'm a leisure.
Leisure, okay.
Sports leisure.
So, that would be good. So Karen, when you travel on the road, are you a budget hotel person or are you a full service hotel person?
I'm a budget.
You're a budget. What's your favorite chain?
I don't have a favorite. It's just whatever's going to give me the best deal for the best budget.
Okay, let me ask you something. Have you ever stayed in an Airbnb property or any kind of a situation like that that wasn't a traditional hotel or a resort?
No.
Okay. When you're out on the road traveling and you're at a hotel so you're at a budget hotel, so you're probably not experiencing people like Dorman and Skye and Bellman and stuff like that.
No.
So when do you pick hotels that offer breakfast with the rooms?
Yes.
Is that an important amenity to you?
Yes.
Would you say that probably as it's the most important amenity when you're picking a hotel, or is it something more important like location?
Probably location.
Okay. And you said you didn't have a favorite budget hotel chain, but do you have a favorite single hotel that you like to recommend to folks?
Not really. I I've stayed at the Motel Sixes and all those, kind of places.
Okay.
I've stayed at the Embassy Suites and stuff. When I really want to,
when you're really splurging a little bit, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Karen. We got the news is coming up here in a minute. If you're on hold, we'll take a few more calls after the news. I got to tell you something. I stayed in a JW Marriott hotel in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the last three nights.
Okay.
First of all, it's colder than in Grand Rapids at this time of the year. And they have indoor walkways that tells you how cold it is in Grand Rapids. And JW Marriott hotels, those are nice hotels.
Nice.
I don't get to stay there very often. And somebody else was footing the bill this time, which is why I got to stay there. But for three nights, if you like Marriott hotels, take a step up the next time you have the opportunity and stay in a JW Marriott hotel, particularly if you have the points to be able to afford it.
Awesome. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We'll come back with the national anthem, and the game will begin right after we did the news, right here on the Travel Guys. The Travel Guys on KFBK, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Yeah, go to travelguysradio.com. You can follow along with a lot of our guests and subjects on the program, and you can also podcast old radio programs of the Travel Guys anytime you like. Also on iHeartRadio, I might add.
Absolutely. And we are just having a little fun here on Super Bowl Sunday, and we're talking to folks about what they like to do when they're traveling. I'm looking for recommendations was actually the reason I was doing this. I was hoping to lead people to a hotel, to a restaurant, to their favorite places. Yeah. So far, what I've got best is the Elks Lodge in Honolulu.
Or the Motel 6. I used to stay at the Motel 6. That was back, when it was originally
named.
When it
was $6.
Exactly. That's when I stayed there. I do like Tom Baudet, though.
Now, you leave the light on for you.
There you go.
I thought that was probably one of the most effective commercials. These people that are waiting on hold are really hoping we will talk to them, so we probably should get with the program here. Let's talk to Connie in Folsom. Hi, Connie. Hi, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks, I listen every week.
Oh, well, thank you. So, Connie, are you a leisure traveler?
I am a sports leisure day trip traveler.
Okay, okay.
Six to ten a year.
There you go. Oh,
I
my
see,
gosh.
Okay. So, Connie, through the years when you've traveled, are you a full-service hotel person or are you a budget hotel person? Or do you like to stay at somebody else's house?
No, I don't like to stay at someone else's house. I'm both. If I'm traveling with my family, I'd go for full service, and I usually choose the Hilton line. I like the DoubleTree. If I'm traveling on my own, I go for budget.
Okay, well, that makes pretty good sense. Go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, I'm looking in the parking lot of the DoubleTree, by the way, Connie.
Yeah.
I only see two people staying here, right?
And they've got several hundred rooms.
Yes, okay.
Connie, when you travel, are you a person who tips everybody you see, or are you a little bit more decisive when you're tipping?
I tip a lot of people, but I'm very decisive. You know, if I feel that, I had good service, I definitely tip, and I try to tip again when I'm with family. I tip higher because I'm trying to train my kids the meaning and value of tipping.
Okay, that's good. When you're moving around Northern California here, what's your favorite restaurant? Do you have a favorite place to eat that you can recommend to other folks?
Yeah, I heard you ask other people, and I was trying to think. But when I travel, I try to do some research and eat, you know, like I did Fall Foliage. And so I just went wherever people found on iPhones, like looking for lobster rolls. So whatever is unique to an area, we try to find a restaurant that serves that particular specialty.
There you go.
Something local or something regional or something like that. That's what I do when I'm out traveling.
Yeah, do you do this? You go like this. You go. Wait, hold on.
What are you doing?
I was gonna talk to Siri on my phone. And say, lobster house, lobster rolls near me.
Interviews for a new travel guy next week. Talking to Siri on the telephone, really. During the program?
Sure. Lobster rolls near me. That's how I find where
Thank you, Connie from Folsom. Sonia from Plymouth is next. It's Ladies Day here on the Travel Guys. I guess that's because the football game is just about to get started. And so it's all ladies. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Boy, you guys are so much fun. I always enjoy listening to you.
Oh, well, thank you. You must easily entertained.
Thank you. Sonia. We babble a lot and we talk to each other during commercial breaks. Sonia here, are you a business or a leisure traveler?
Both.
Both. Okay. You have a favorite hotel chain?
Hilton.
Okay.
Everything.
Do you
everything's there.
Do you like a chain over an independent property generally?
So far it's been perfect, so why change?
Okay. What's the most important amenity to you when you're picking a hotel?
Security, cleanliness, friendliness.
Those are good reasons, but you know what? I was just thinking about the hotel I stayed in over the weekend in Grand Rapids, and it was super clean. Everybody, even when you walked in the door, the doorman always. You know what bugs me the most, Tom, is you're coming into a hotel. There are two doormen or bellmen standing inside the door talking to each other, and you walk up to the door and they do nothing.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Or you walk outside the door with your bag and you need a taxi, and the taxi's right there, and you walk up to the taxi, and the taxi driver opens the door, and quickly the doorman grabs your bag and throws it in the back, and now you're on the hook for a buck. And so my kind of rule is if they respond immediately and they actually provide service, then I tip. If they don't, then I smile a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
same here?
Sonia.
Absolutely. Same there.
Sonia,
by the way, you got shafted on your, parking fee. Why don't you use Uber?
Why don't I use Uber? Well, because see, Sonia, I got to take baggage, and like I had, I was
You're
giving. Sometimes I'm giving other people a ride to the airport and stuff like that.
So. You can take a half a dozen people, and they have cars. The drivers are friendly. They know everything. They know every place. They know the good places to eat.
Sonia, let me ask you something here. Have you ever used Uber? Have you ever used Lyft?
Yes. Same thing.
Same thing.
It's more expensive, so I use Uber.
Okay, and is Lyft more expensive because the tips?
Yes.
Because of the tips?
Because of the size of the car, usually. But a lot of times, Uber's cars are just as good. It just happens to be the person that owns the car and how they keep it up. And you can tell when they drive up if it's clean. If it's not clean, then I ask for another Uber car. But that's only happened once in all the cars that I've rented.
Wow.
So it's cheaper than putting them in the parking lot.
Wow.
And they're right there. They take you right to the door. Put your suitcases in.
Sonia's a world traveler there.
She puts you in your place
she's
there,
got it all,
Mr.
She's
Mr.
Got,
Money Bags
she's
and
got
taking your own car.
Well, listen,
I do that a lot, too.
I got to think about this, though. If it's $130, it's probably about $35 for Uber from my house, that would be $70 round trip. So that's, you know, she might have a point there.
There you go.
All right, listen, when we come back after, for those of you who are on hold and we didn't get to you, we apologize. We have kind of run out of time for this little feature. When we come back after the break, we have Gwen Duncan calling us. We're going to talk a little about something serious here, the virus that is breaking out all over the Southern Hemisphere and the mosquito-borne virus. We're going to tell you a little bit about it and tell you what you can do to avoid it.
Okay. Well, before we get serious, I got to try one thing. Okay. Uh-huh. Let's see if this works here. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Travel Guys radio show near me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. I couldn't find any matching places.
Hell, there we go. See, we're not even on the air. Son of a gun. We were
crazy.
The Travel Guys.
We are
son.
The Travel Guys on KFVK. There is no question that the Travel Guys have new bumper music.
Yes, sir. Kathmandu, baby. Have you ever been to Kathmandu?
I have never been to Kathmandu.
Well, don't. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You know, but before we put Gwen on,
before
we were talking about the price of hotels near the Super Bowl or
right.
near the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that was really interesting was a lot of the Super Bowl activity in the events and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and the meet and greets and the concerts and so forth were in downtown San Francisco, or better yet, or over by the Pier area,
right?
And Market Street and so forth. And being able to find a restaurant to eat real near that area
mm-hmm.
was impossible. I mean, you had hours waits. However, if you walked up to the main Fisherman's Wharf area,
uh-huh.
Several blocks up the street, get right in, because everybody was all clustered in that one area.
More fascinating logistical tips from Tom Romano.
Just in case when the Super Bowl comes back in 20 years.
Listen, you can stay at the Easy 8 Motel in San Jose tonight for $89. It has a rating of 57 out of 100.
Well, why would people stay over tonight just to rest up from the game and go home tomorrow?
Well, because they had to meet a minimum. I don't know why anybody would stay at the Easy 8 Motel. If they can only get $89 on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to suggest to you that's a place that you might not want to be. Gwen Duncan is on the line here. We're going to shift to something serious here. We've just been being, we're goofing off today, Gwen. Super Bowl Sunday is our goof off day every year. And so it's just what we do. You probably have a goof off day.
Oh, sure. I try.
Listen, let's talk about something serious here. We've got this mosquito virus that is spreading quickly throughout the Southern Hemisphere. Ladies who are pregnant or who are trying to get pregnant are being discouraged from traveling to these areas, and there are lots of warnings and things, and it hasn't become, people aren't panicked yet, but we're getting closer. What's, Gwen, you've done some research. Tell us what you know.
Well, my goodness. Well, what has happened is that the media has really done a super hype on this, but it is very important that people be cautious, and especially people who are wanting to get pregnant or are pregnant. But the important thing is, I listed a couple things. Interrupt me if it takes too long, okay?
Go ahead.
I say if you're bitten by a mosquito, then you should have symptoms within 3 to 7, maybe 12 days. That we have mixed reports on that. But
now, Gwen, you get bit by a mosquito and you notice that you have a mosquito bite. Let's say you're traveling in one of these areas.
Yeah.
And you notice you have a mosquito bite. Not everybody is going to get this disease, and not everybody who gets it will have symptoms. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, 80% of the people won't have symptoms,
which means that they won't be affected in any way.
That's right. However, if you have it and you're a carrier, you know, like let's say a young man goes over to Dominican Republic and gets bitten, because Dominican Republic and Jamaica were added to the list just this last week, and they get bitten. And when they come back, now even though there's only one case of sexually transmitted Zika,
mm-hmm.
They're saying that the men should use condoms for at least 4 weeks after they've been bitten. And there's a reason for that, because they're still investigating the one case they have of sexually transmitted Zika. But for the most part, it is mosquitoes. And there are a lot of precautionary things, common sense things. Wear
uh-huh.
long sleeves. Stay away from standing standing water and use repellent. And a couple of the vendors have sent out some recommendations on the putting the repellent on first, and then I'm going to put all this stuff on my website, by the way, so
okay.
people can be able to see it.
Gwen, let me interrupt you just for a minute here. Now, when folks are, let's pretend that I've got a trip scheduled to South America, to one of the countries that's affected, to Jamaica, for example.
Yeah.
And I'm going in 3 weeks, and now it's been added to this list, and suddenly I get panicked and I don't want to go, and I have travel insurance. The insurance is not going to let me out of the trip.
It depends. If you bought your insurance prior to them talking about this,
uh-huh.
then you're covered.
Okay.
Okay, and if it happened afterwards, then many of the vendors, well, some of the vendors are allowing you they won't give you a refund, but they give you a credit towards a future trip. I mean, they're being as lenient as they can. The cruise ships, though, if you have symptoms while you're on the ship, they tell you to go down and tell them at the medical center and everything. You shouldn't have to be quarantined, but who knows what they'll do on the ship.
Okay, now, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Gwen, you're booking people for different travel all over the world.
Yeah.
What particular areas are you telling your people to be most concerned about?
Or are you seeing people? People asked you, what areas are they concerned about?
I've been very fortunate, and I surveyed some of my agents, the ones that do a real big business, and they haven't had much in the way of cancellations, which is pretty good. But then that just tells you that they don't have people who are pregnant or intend on getting pregnant. And the symptoms that you get from this Zika, except for if you're pregnant or getting pregnant, is, your eyes get red, you get a temperature, and it's not real, it's like a flu.
Right, but the people in South America right now are really concerned about the birth defect situation, because this virus is connected to a birth defect which causes children to be born with abnormally small heads. And so this is something we're really going to have to stay on top of, Gwen, because you're a travel professional. So will you kind of keep an eye on this?
I sure will. I think the important thing for your audience to know, too, is that if they're not working with an agency or an agent,
mm-hmm.
who is required, really, to let you know when you're going to a destination that's affected, we're required to say, are you aware of this? Be sure to be precautious or whatever, or to help them if there's an issue with pregnancy or almost pregnant, you know? But most of these people, if they're on their own, they're left to whatever they're believing on TV, if they even watch the news on TV.
Wow.
And so it's real important for people to be informed, you know? And one way to do it is we're required in the professional thing to notify our clients so they can make that decision. It's a hard thing to do because you know that they may cancel.
Right.
You know? I mean, but it's an ethical thing to do.
Well, and also you've got to be, I mean, it's not something that you want to run out and, but you've got to be informed.
Yeah, you have to be informed.
All right. Well, Gwen, you mentioned you have a lot of information that you've shared here. We have a link to your website on ours at travelguysradio.com. You can find a link to what Gwen is talking about and also to her website. So if you have, and you can give Gwen a call at Cordially Yours Travel next week, and she will fix it up for you. Gwen, we have to run here.
Yeah, I know that, but thank you so much, and you guys have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel talking about the Zika virus.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. We've saved the best for last. Mark, go ahead and set this up real quick. It lasts about 3 minutes.
This is a Southwest Airlines. You know how they do their little monologue at this sometimes, and they're hysterical. This lady is as funny as anyone that I've ever seen. Listen to it, and then you can go to Travel Guys Radio.com, and on the website you will see it not only has the video but also the word. She talks pretty quickly here, but if you can pick it up, it's pretty funny. Southwest Airlines flight attendant.
I can pretend to have your attention for just a few moments. My ex-husband, my new boyfriend, and their divorce attorney are going to show you the safety features of Boeing 737-800 series. It's been a long day for me. To properly fasten your seatbelt, slide the flat into the buckle. To release, lift up on the buckle. Position your seatbelt tight and lower across your hips like my grandmother wears her support bra. If you get mad and you want to take your toys and go home, there's 8 ways to get there. 2 forward exit doors, 2 wing window exits, 2 rear exit doors, signs overhead, disco lights on the floor, lead each exit. Everybody gets a door prize in the seat back pocket in front of you along with 30 dollars. wrappers, chewing gum wrappers, banana peels, and all the other gifts you leave for us from time to time. It's a safety information card. Take it out, check it out. You'll notice in a highly unlikely event that the captain lands a snare hot tub, everybody gets their very own teeny-weeny yellow Southwest bikini. One size fits all. Take it out on lift, hold it yourself, place it over your head, wrap that strap around your waist, buckle it in front, and pull it tight. Once that side, pull down on the red tab, inflate to manually inflate below the tube at your shoulder. The flight attendants are coming by, hoping that you'll tell them how good-looking they are. They're going to make sure that your seat backs and tray table are in their full, upright, and absolutely most uncomfortable position possible. And your carry-on items are crammed and shoved completely under the seat in front of you, leaving absolutely no room for your knees or feet. As you know, it's a no smoking, no whining, no complaining flight. It's a please and thank you, and you are such a good-looking flight attendant flight. Smoking is never allowed aboard a Southwest. If you're caught smoking in the lavatory, the fine for that is $2,000, and if you want to pay that for your airfare, you should have flown somebody else. If we do make you that nervous in the next hour and a half, you're more than welcome to step outside. We don't discriminate at Southwest. We have a special smoking section just for you. We'll even show you a movie tonight. We have Up in the Air. And the flight attendant serving you, her name is Wendy, and her motto is, if you can lie to you, can smoke it. Come to lock room is tampering with, disabling, or destroying any smoke detector or webcam in either of our laboratories. Federal Aviation Regulation for our passenger compliance, the light of passenger information signs and positive placards, basically, just do what we say and nobody gets hurt. And although we never anticipate a loss in cabin pressure, if we did, we certainly wouldn't be at work tonight. But if needed, for oxygen masks drop the compartment overhead. Stop screaming, let go of your neighbor, pull under that plastic tubing as fully extended, place the mask over your nose and mouth and breathe normally. To activate the flow of oxygen, simply insert 75 cents for the first minute and 50 cents for each of the second. Although that plastic bag may not inflate, you are receiving lots and lots of gin. Oxygen, that is. And if you're traveling with small children, we're sorry. If you're traveling with more than one child, pick out the one that you think might have the most earning potential down the road. And if you're traveling with somebody needing very special assistance, like your husband, bless his heart, or your wife, put on your mask first. That's it for the do's and don'ts of show and tell. Sit back and relax, or you can sit up and be tense. Either way, so never have to let game to game, the clock's already ticking. Seriously, if there's anything at all that we can do to make your flight more enjoyable, please tell us. Just as soon as we land in Salt Lake City. And if there's anything you can do to make our flight more enjoyable, we'll tell you immediately. We're not shy in Southwest. That's what we call very cheap entertainment. Nobody had to pay extra, but you certainly don't get a refund. That's thanks for choosing Southwest. Welcome aboard.
Well, there you go. That's one of the best ever.
I think so.
And again, if you, it's difficult. She talks really quick.
Yep.
If you go to travelguysradio.com, you can hear it, and they have put the words on the screen, so you can follow along.
And you
along.
Can steal yeah. it, and you can play it for your friends. Our Sports Leisure Vacations winner today is Macy Mays, M-A-Y-S. Is our $100 winner. We haven't gotten past $100 the last few weeks because our winners have kept calling in. I will see you next Sunday for Valentine's Day. You will be on the road.
You will, yeah. It'll be Mark Solo next week. I'm off to San Antonio. If things work out, I'll call you up and let you know what's happening on Valentine's Day.
We got some special entertainment, and I'm going to go watch the rest of the ball game. Thank you for coming along with the Travel Guys on Super Bowl Sunday. See you next Sunday.